It is 873.
It is 873. Thank you.
Yeah, I saw it. I see it. But everywhere else it says 873.
So,
just that one spot.
Being confused as I am. The newly adopted ordinance says that a person may not enter the premises, does not speak to, if a person can remain on the premises. So are we leaving that open?
The change that they put in there is to not allow them to remain on the premises after
the closing
time, yes. Either 2 a.m. or 3 a.m., depending on the day of the week. I think that was left out of the original draft.
Yeah, the original draft on that. My question would be is, in reviewing this and having the discussion on it, was the fact that Anchorage and Fairbanks have both changed their ordinance to allow people to be on the premise for a certain period of time after the bar closes.
Why would you want to be on there if you can't drink
anymore? They were doing it for the time for them to clear out and get taxi cabs or whatever.
Mm. So the streets weren't so crowded.
Yeah.
I believe they did that to kind of reduce their DUI problem yes. they had. And also during that time period, the places served food and snacks and things like that, coffee to help people sober up. I don't know that we need to do that here, that we have that much of a problem.
I don't know. I'd like to hear from the bar owners.
They were present the last time we...
Yeah, but that's... This is an ordinance changing it.
Mm-hmm.
Assembly Member Stowe, if you'd like, I can contact the bar owners and ask them. I know that Mr. Privet was here during both the first
yes,
reading and the public hearing, and I can ask him if he would like to attend.
I would like to hear from him.
Yeah. And I did speak with him, and he was in agreement with us, but I'd like it if he were here as well. So.
Yeah, that'd be proper.
I'd like to hear from them to see what they feel, because, you know.
Absolutely.
And any of the others.
I mean,
but.
Are we going to send them out the door, kick them out the door?
Any
further discussion?
Did
you drive home drunk, or
that's
we
what they did
give
for
a chance
100
to
years.
Get a taxi cab?
Yeah.
Any further discussion on this? Poll, please.
Assembly Member Stowe?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Leaderspoon?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution number 01-13.1291. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, expressing strong support for Governor Parnell's proposal to appropriate $3 billion from the Constitutional Budget Reserve into the Alaska Trust Fund, Retirement Trust Funds in 2015. There's a email attachment from Kathy Wasserman of Southeast Conference.
I move to adopt resolution number 1-14-1291.
Do you second it? Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Now, for the information to the general public, basically this has to do with our public employees' retirement system, and which is we have the unfunded liability issues. If a position is terminated where the city has to pay out a bunch of money to cover the retirement cost that employee would have been paid for that position during the time until his retirement. And it can get to be very burdensome. In fact, some communities cannot proceed because of the economic issues in their communities and having to lay off people and just going bankrupt because they can't afford to pay the unfunded liability. These smaller communities around, but it's actually happening. And this is trying to put a Band-Aid on it, so to speak, or try to alleviate some of the issue as a problem. Yes.
And to go along those lines, basically the state's unfunded liability right now, the total is at $11.8 billion. So the governor's proposing to take $3 billion from our savings and pay that down to would be $8.8 billion. And then it's being paid on each year as well, but that action will kind of bring down the timeline that we have to pay that as far as the community is concerned. So.
Do you have something?
Well, I'll just read here that his proposal has one downside for municipalities, in that it will extend the period in which municipalities must pay the 22% by approximately 5 years. So you're burdening our small communities for 5 years. He goes on to say the status quo is totally unsustainable for the state.
22% I think is a lot better than the alternative, though.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Stowe?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of a memorandum of agreement between the City and Borough of Wrangell and the Wrangell Cooperative Association.
Move to approve the agreement with the Wrangell Cooperative Association for the construction of paving Weber Street with funding to be supplied by grants secured by Wrangell Corporate Cooperative Association.
I second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I think it's great that we can have help paving our streets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It opens tomorrow.
Huh?
It opens tomorrow.
It opens tomorrow. Right on. Thanks.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please.
Assembly members Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, approval of a contract to Corvus Design Incorporated for the design of the Mariners Memorial.
I move to approve the agreement with Corvus Design Incorporated for design of the Mariners Memorial in the amount of $11,372 with funding to come from the Heritage Harbor Grant.
Seconded.
We moved and seconded. Discussion.
Great.
The last two, I can't read it. Greg Minder, 212 Second Avenue.
The $11,372 is part of the starting of this thing. Is that what this is?
Basically, what we're doing this we're hoping it's a two-phase plan. In talking to good Lord, what's Moss's name that I'm talking to?
Chris Myrtle.
Not knowing 100% what he's going to design, or whoever would design, we want to kind of close the scope in a little bit. So the first phase was to get him down here on site, have a workshop on site with the public, followed by a workshop in here at night, looking at all the items we've collected over the years and all the ideas we have, and kind of get a consensus of what it is moving forward. He will head back to Juneau, work on some site plans, get a couple ideas together. Based on what he's got from all of us. And he started about two years ago, we got some information from him. He did some site plans for us, so he's a little bit aware of what we're doing, and this is what he does. And then he would come back at a second meeting, present that with us, get an idea of what it is, and we'll have some rough cost estimates and some things. And then our hope would be to, if we get a consensus, move in toward get a proposal for a second phase to move toward a bid document. And our hope would be in the end, if there's enough funds, if not, we'll, I don't know, depends on what his cost is, or you know, maybe we go for reserves to make up the difference. But hopefully come to an end where we have a document that has what it is we're building, all the pretty pictures, cost estimates, and so we can move forward for granting agencies, looking for funds, and get that phase going, get the money to start building this thing. So, in short, that's what we're up to.
And what kind of timeline are you?
We have to be done with both the phases with this gentleman by June 30th. All the bills got to be in Jeff's office and dated by the 30th, or we'll lose the money. So, and it's just a balance of the funds that was in Heritage Harbor last phase, mm-hmm. and this project is part of the uplands anyway. So it's part of the what we've already been doing. We've just been kind of at a standstill. I mean, making headway with the Port Commission. They're working on, they've talked to Rasmussen and done some things, and we're looking at what our next step should be, and without getting too far ahead of ourselves, but this is a step we need to get done. So there's some funds there that should get most of it done anyways.
Is there any concept that is out there that the way I understand this, there's $30,000 remaining in the Heritage Harbor grant funds. And you take $11,372 out of that, that leaves slightly less than $19,000 remaining to construct the memorial. Is there anything that, is this going to be sufficient or what?
There's $33,000 left in the monies. This has taken third of it. I mean, there's what's going to be built can be well above this dollar amount. We can't proceed without this part anyway. So, you know, some of the concept we've thrown all slops from ideas over the last 6 years on this, and it's time to kind of get somebody who does this for a living and can and use this space properly. Take our ideas and get them onto paper. You get 15 guys in a room and all these ideas. They couldn't get all those ideas shoved in our whole parking lot, let alone this little memorial site. It grows pretty fast. So we have to get scaled back, get all our ideas onto something that makes sense so you can have people maneuver in this thing at the same time. But we have some ideas. We do know we want a gazebo. And all the research we've done and questioning and workshops and people talking to us and getting ideas, they wanted a covered area of some sort out there. They just look outside and it rains a lot. So they wanted something covered. What's going inside exactly, we don't know. If we're going to put a big, wavy-looking, water-looking wall for all the plaques, we don't know exactly. We have a bunch of ideas like that. So he'll come in, take all these ideas, get back, incorporate a couple different options, and then we'll look at these and more than likely say, well, we want some of that and some of that. It's probably how it'll end up going. And then he'll produce a document that looks like what we want it to look. But it's going to well exceed. I mean, you're talking to make a 28-foot gazebo, and it's going to be shaped like a like Elder Rock Lighthouse, basically. It's going to be a lighthouse configuration with every other panel out. So an octagon shape with four panels out there, so you can walk through them. But you're talking to do it right, it'd be concrete, steel, and very durable and low maintenance, but that's going to cost. I mean, to do it right, it's going to cost money. You do a lesser version out there and maintain it forever, certainly. But so it's going to cost, well, I mean, it's going to be a lot of figures. There's just no way around it. So we need to get, but there's a lot of folks stepping up who want to give money to this thing. So we need to get this thing designed so they know what it is they're paying for, get the picture out there, get the ideas and get the cost, and we'll move into the money.
My concern is to put all the money into design and not have money to build it. You know, I mean, that seems kind of like such a waste to me.
Well, so certainly.
If you have some type of a concept about and funding,
but the problem is you can't get the big funders like Rasmussen and others who have big funds to even dance with you unless you have something to present with them. They're not going to. We have some ideas out there. Can we do a bunch of stuff in-house? Certainly. Would it flow right and look? Probably not. And again, if we go concrete and steel on a 28-foot gazebo, you're probably talking $100,000. I mean, just that's probably an honest number just for that portion. Time you contract that out. It's just reality. But you can't even put it out to bid unless you know what it looks like, what the design is. So you got to have a design put together. So it's got to be engineered to not fall on someone's head. I mean, it'll get way more expensive than we want it to, without a doubt.
But this is the appropriate order to do things.
Yes.
But we've decided we're going to do this first once. Time. We want to do it right, and we want to make it grand, if you will. So, I mean, it needs to stand out and represent us. So.
Well, being part of the harbor, I appreciate the idea that you guys are coming forward with it, because to step forward.
Well, it's a shame we don't have one, so we need to get this moving. We've been dealing with this thing for decades, long before I've been working here. I've been on the docket for a long time, so we've just, you know, this last 8 years or so, it's come forward. Port Commission took it back over, and we're making some headway. So if we can get this phase done, we'll have a document in hand that says what it is and how much it costs. Then we can jump into the money and probably make some real progress.
Is this grant money a use it or lose it? And if so, what's the time frame before we lose it?
June.
Okay.
And we can do, I believe we can do these two phases fine. This first phase will probably take a month. You know, we'll be in February, you know, end of February sometime. So we'll have time to get these moving. So we're okay with the time. That's why we don't have to legally go bid, and it's not a ginormous project. So that's why we just wanted to move forward and get this thing rather than advertise for a month, have 2-3 meetings to approve it. Pretty soon, 2 months have gone by before you've got anything done. So here we are.
Thank you.
Anything further? Thank you. Poll.
Assemblymember Stecker?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Leaderspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file attached is a itemized list of expenditures for the attorney. Item 15, executive session, approval of the borough clerk's agreement.
I move in pursuant to 44.62.320C2 that we recess into executive session to discuss matters of may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, especially the approval of the borough clerk's agreement.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll, please.
Assemblymember Stowe? Blake?
Yes.
Leaderspoon?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Do you have other copies of that agreement? Now, we will recess into executive session at 8:25.
I'll bring them.
Okay, you do have other copies?
Keep that up. Don't go.
Okay.
Do you guys anticipate any news or things that are going to happen? Agenda items to the borough clerk's agreement. Is that really the do you guys anticipate coming in tonight? Or should I stick around?
Well, you know, we may come out.
All depends on the discussion.
All right. Everything stays neat and clean. Wow, that's great.